101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It is 8:25. Good morning. And we're talking with Wadena Mayor George Dice. He is joining us live in studio. Hey, George, how's it going?
It's going, CJ. How are you?
Good, good. Good to have you back up here. Too bad we had to make you sweat it out a little bit.
That's right. It's hot inside, but just think what it's going to be here in about 3 days.
Exactly. We're going to cook in here if we don't get that AC going.
Frying eggs on a counter without any ovens.
Pretty much, exactly. They'll be listening to me give the weather, so I'm like, do I hear bacon crackling?
Yeah. No, that's just Kyle.
Yeah.
Corey. That's just Corey cooking it.
Exactly. So, George, what's going on with the city of Wadena since we last talked?
Well, first of all, I want to put a shout out to everybody who came out on Saturday morning to honor Officer Wallen. When the procession came through town, it was just great to see the flags held up and the respect that it was shown for the fallen officer as they came through. And so I just want to, you know, again say how proud I am of the community for turning out like that. So things that are happening in the city, city's busy as always. We have a big event coming into town on waving at Corey. Sorry about that.
No.
MS Tram coming into town on Tuesday, tomorrow. They're figuring on 275 bikers and 30 support staff. They'll be kind of out at Sunnybrook where they're going to be hanging out. People are more than welcome to come out there. Just be careful. Don't run over anybody. And there's going to be the park area is blocked off so you can't drive, so just watch for signs and stuff so you know where you can park. That's always a neat event when they come, and it's just a great, great cause. So that's Tuesday and Wednesday. The library, finally going to open.
Go.
Hey, yeah. Big round of applause for the library. But August 1st, their grand opening. They're doing a soft opening on the last day of July for some of the people that had donated large amounts, and it was great. Without them and the support of the entire community, this project wouldn't happen, so that's kind of cool.
Well, yeah, and, you know, we've kind of been given updates as long as we've had you on talking about, you know, there's this with the library, it's getting closer, had a couple bumps in the road, but just how does it feel? You know, you've put a lot of work into helping get that library, along with a lot of other people, getting that going, and how good does it feel to know that that day is on the calendar and it's ready to go?
It feels great. I mean, as we've been counting down the things that needed to be fixed, there's actually a couple things that they're still working on, but we can open the doors even in spite of that. So that's going to be neat, and it's going to be a great addition to the community. I think it's going to be a draw. There's going to be some features in the library, so I think that's going to draw people here. So yeah, I think it's going to be neat.
All right. Anything else going on in the city of Wadena, George?
Crazy days are coming up. I was just talking with Dana out in the library lobby here, August 3rd through the 5th. Crazy days with sidewalk sales with a couple of added features to it. So Thursday night, there's going to be live music in Burlington Northern Park, which is kind of neat. So check out the sales and then come check out the music. And then on Friday, how did she describe it? A laid-back Crazy Days pub crawl.
All right, yeah. That makes sense.
And so no cards to punch or anything. You get a colored lei.
Okay.
When you go to each one of the bars, hence the laid back.
Okay, I see. So like is it like the Hawaiian flowers?
Yep.
Is that
yep.
Okay,
yeah. Something like that. So that's going to be kind of cool, and it's going to be hot, so a cold beer would probably feel good, or an icy drink would feel good. And you don't want to walk fast when it's hot, so you want to be laid back and take your time.
Sure.
So that's going to be cool too. So
yeah.
Beyond that, the playground equipment out in Tapley Park has been ordered to replace the one that has we had to tear down because it wasn't safe anymore. And again, a shout out to a lot of people that made that project happen. A lot of money came in from different organizations and people. It's great. This small community, it is really neat to see when there's a need, people pull together.
Anything else, George, going on with the city that you want to bring to our attention?
Nothing really. Highway 10 is kind of just setting back on cruise control right now. I believe that the acquisition teams are contacting people with affected properties, and we go from there. That's between the property owners and MnDOT.
Sure.
So that's nothing that we get involved with. And as far as I know, everything is still on schedule for 2025. So.
All right, we're talking with George Dice. He's the mayor of the city of Wadena. He joins us when he can on Mondays as our Mondays with the Mayor segment to give us that update and filling in for Dana today as well, giving us the update from the chamber. You're doing double duty today, George.
I'm doing double duty, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Dana is a busy lady right now, so I don't mind helping her out when I can.
A lot of stuff going on, especially with that MS bike ride. It should be a really fun week and a lot of fun stuff going on for the rest of the summer here in Wadena.
Yep, and stay hydrated.
Yeah.
And kids, go to the splash park.
Yeah, that's not a bad place. I might actually be there, too.
Adults go to the splash park. You know, I'm pretty sure Corey takes his kids over there, and I'm pretty sure that he has to run through the sprinklers with them.
Just to make sure it's safe.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you never know. So. But, yeah, that's about it. So.
Wadena Mayor George Dice joining us live in studio. Great to talk with you, George. Thanks for stopping in, and we look forward to chatting with you next time.
Same with you, CJ. Have a great day.
That's Wadena Mayor George Dice. He joins us live on Mondays as our Mondays with the Mayor segment. If you missed any part of this interview, you can head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com, or the KWAD Facebook page for more information.